Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking your time to come and hear me speak. I know I'm the only thing between you and your lunch, so we'll try and make this as enjoyable and as painless as I can. So firstly, I'll introduce myself. I'm Andrew Dacombe. I'm the head of enterprise mobility for Telefonica. Actually, up until last week, I was just head of unified communications. But my role expanded last week to actually start to look at the wider space of enterprise mobility, of which unified communications is a very big part of it. UC inside Telefonica is something that we've been looking at internally in depth for probably about 15 to 18 months. We have external parts of Telefonica which sell UC solutions to customers and partners. But actually, internally, it wasn't anything we had particularly looked at. So about 18 months ago, I was approached by the global CIO to say, we need to start looking at what we do internally, how does it align what we do externally, and ultimately, could we ever end up being that utopian solution where we are the ultimate reference site for our customers? We're using internally the services and products that we sell externally to our customers. So just a little bit about Telefonica. We're a fairly large organization. We're 150,000 people in 40 countries, and we have the challenge of 6 corporate languages within Telefonica to support. So we work pretty well 24 hours a day. Every hour of the day, there is an office open somewhere in the world with Telefonica people working. And we have that big challenge of 6 languages. And I'm yet to meet a single person inside Telefonica who speaks all 6 of those languages. So we have a big challenge about actually allowing myself and my colleagues in the UK to communicate with our colleagues in Germany, in Prague, in Latin America, in a common language. And actually, as I talk through this, these are the challenges that we've started to overcome with what we've done inside Telefonica. So firstly, why it needed to change. Telefonica grew at an explosive pace over the last 10 to 12 years, mainly through acquisitions. So businesses were bought here and they were bought online very, very quickly, which meant that it wasn't always possible to seamlessly integrate their technology, their systems, their solutions with what existed inside Telefonica. Therefore, we ended up with quite a fragmented tool set. Different versions of Link, different IM tools, Cisco products, Polycom products, Microsoft products. We have even different versions of the same product. We have the same product, which you can't even talk to one person in one company using the same product. So it is a huge challenge, fragmented tool sets, which has started to lead as we were trying to evolve the company to be a really poor user experience. The whole point of having these tools, these collaboration tools, these UC tools, is allowing your people to communicate and collaborate internally. And what we were finding was people weren't able to do that. The tools were not actually letting people work the way that the tools should have done or we wanted them to work. And that was obviously, apart from being very frustrating for our people, it was limiting us on how we wanted to drive the business forward and actually how we wanted to change the behaviors within the business. And what happens when those tool sets don't work? People revert back to type. And typically in a global organization like Telefonica, reverting back to type is getting on a plane, flying somewhere to see someone, having that one hour meeting, getting on a plane, flying back. Not the most efficient use of time, but when you've got a function over here saying use the technology, and then when the person tries to use the technology, they can't, that's the net result of what happens. And actually, as we found the workplace is evolving, more and more our offices are becoming less relevant to a certain number of our employees. Myself, for example, I work in the UK, I work in Madrid, I also travel to a number of other offices. Yes, I have a desk with my name on in our office in Bath Road. I can't remember the last time I saw that desk. I probably go in once a month to do expenses, collect post. And a lot of people do that. So the workplace is evolving. Work is becoming what you do, not where you go. And actually what we were finding was the tools that we had and we were providing our people with were not actually keeping pace with the way that people were starting to behave and starting to work. So the way it needed to be, we went out, looked to the market, looked at a number of solutions. I won't name them, but I'm sure you know what they all are, and actually said, what do we need a solution to do? And we ultimately, we chose Link. A couple of reasons primarily. Firstly, we use a large majority of Microsoft tools already within Telefonica. And secondly, Link, because of the number of Microsoft tools we use, integrates seamlessly with a lot of those tools. And looking at the strategy where we wanted to go with 365, mobile working, Link was the right tool for us to go. And then we started to look to say, actually, what do we want in the way of services, in the way of behaviors from our people? So we looked at it and we break it down into eight core elements. Multi-space, so our people work in different spaces. They work at home, they work in office, we have breakout facilities, they work with partners, they may work from airports. Our people need to collaborate, which is at the heart of what we're trying to do with these tools. Whether you're collaborating via voice, via video, document sharing, large meetings, they want to collaborate. Multi-device, going back to what I said about the workplaces evolving, it's no longer that you just have a desktop PC, you go to your office, you sit in front of your desktop, you go home. People have multi-devices, and actually a lot of people have their own devices. They want to start bringing their own devices to use at work. And that technology is converging, so we've had to provide and needed to provide a tool set which allow people to use their own devices, not just the corporately provided devices, but their own personal devices. We need people to share. Again, gone are the days of great big file servers, terabytes and terabytes of data stored. We need people to be able to share more ad hoc, more freely, when they need to, rather than in a necessarily in the old structure way that you did it. You have file servers and the like. Voice. It's covered a lot in the keynote this morning. Voice is key. And actually, voice for Telefonica is a tricky one when you look at this. We're a telco, so actually giving everyone a mobile phone and saying use mobile phones to communicate doesn't really cost us very much money. So kind of trying to push people down around Link Voice has been a challenge, but particularly in some of the external areas, managed conferencing and the like, we've made huge strides forward with voice and how we sort of drive behaviors there. Telepresence, again, I think that's covered this morning. Telefonica, like a lot of big enterprises, has made a significant investment over the last few years in telepresence suites. And again, they have a point, they have a purpose, they're used by a certain population within the business. We're very keen, and we are at the moment, actively integrating Link and telepresence so that we can start to get the best out of those suites, both ways, people integrating with telepresence and telepresence integrating back out to individuals. Video. Again, that's touched on this morning, and I'll talk about that a bit later. And the last one, IM and presence. The old idea of just pinging an email to someone, waiting for them to respond, and then moving on. Again, it's not the way business is evolving. IM, presence, it's far more spontaneous. It's there when people need it. So this is what we came up with. And actually, when we started to look at this, we said, how do we sell our story? How do we tell this story to our people? And actually, we came up and we identified and built what I call the pyramid. As someone pointed out to me the other day, that is not actually a pyramid. It is a funnel. So, but the UC funnel doesn't quite have quite as good a ring as the UC pyramid does. But when we looked at our organization, we were able to break it down into four key segments of an organization. Individual. Everyone who works at the organization is an individual. They have needs, they have their laptop, their mobile, their mobile phone, their desktop phone. They've got a job to do, they've got a function, they've got a purpose within the organization, and they need the tool sets to do that. All our individuals are members of a team. There are times when that team, either as a fixed sort of organizational team or as a matrix project deliverable related team, who need to work together and collaborate together. Then we have the executives. Again, very similar to the individuals, but but typically work in a different way to the way that most of our core employees do, in that they work from multiple locations. They're predominantly consumers of information rather than creators of information, and have a different need to for the tool sets that we provided them. And then you have the enterprise level. And enterprise level is the likes of the telepresence suites, the big immersive things. How do the top guys, the big functions, the senior groups within the organization communicate and collaborate without always jumping on the Telefonica corporate jet or getting on a plane, flying to Madrid to see one another? The fifth element of the pyramid, which is absolutely key to the experience when we wanted to embed link and behavioral change, is our partners. It's far easier to get your partners to behave and work the way you want them to work with you if they can actually collaborate and communicate with you in the same way that your employees and your teams and your functions do. And then the last part we looked at that was actually to say, the core with all of this is you need the ability to communicate any way through the pyramid, top to bottom, partners into the pyramid. That is absolutely key. So an example of that is, at the moment, our enterprise, which is sort of the immersive telepresence suites, do not integrate with Link. So one of the core projects and one of our core deliverables for 2014 is actually now to take that and integrate Link and telepresence to allow the teams who use those functions to get the most out of it. And actually, because what we found when we started to look at this and saw the way people behaved and the way people use tools, was when you looked at telepresence, the attendees to a typical telepresence split into two very even groups. You had the people who attended a telepresence session and had to be there for the entire session, and then you had people who were there for a small part of that. And typically, inside Telefonica, a telepresence may be used for something like an approvals committee. So you've got four or five, maybe six people in different countries who are the people who sit there and make the decision, I'll invest here, agree with the way we're going forward. And then you've got the people, typically like myself, who will turn up, ask for the money, ask for the funding, ask for the approval to proceed. So if you take my example, I live just outside London. My nearest telepresence suite is in the centre of London. So it's an hour and 45 minutes on the train from my house to get to that telepresence suite. So if I do that, I get to my telepresence suite, I stand there for 10 minutes, present my case, get approval, leave the office, turn around, get on the train, another hour and 45 minutes to get home. Suddenly, I've spent half a day traveling just for my 10 minutes of presenting. Not only is that an efficient use of my time, it's actually a really poor user experience for our people and our individuals. So just one example of how we want to proceed and where we're going with that is having looked and listened to what our people wanted about Link and telepresence integration would be great to actually say, let's see what we can do. And we're working with Cisco at the moment, Microsoft at the moment, to put a solution together. So we really care, I think hopefully you start to pick up on this, is from our perspective, experience is key. And as I work through this presentation, very little will you hear me talk about technology. So I won't talk about we've done this with this server and this megabit connection out to the internet and this and this. What I'll talk about is the experience. And the reason for that is, as users, actually our people shouldn't care what the technology they're using is. They're looking for service, they're looking for an experience, they're looking for a tool set that allows them to communicate and collaborate. It doesn't matter whether it's Link 2010, Cisco Jabber, Adobe Connect, that doesn't actually matter. What they're looking for is a service. So we're really hot on experience. So taking all that into the mix, you looked at this, we've talked about this UC pyramid, we've talked about the why and the what. How do you communicate this story out to our people? Well, we decided the best way was that a picture paints 1,000 words.
Have you ever wondered where on earth we'd be without glue? That simple, virtually invisible substance that holds things together so securely, so seamlessly, it's almost magic. When we started looking at ways to bring all our internal communication technology together so that it worked better than ever before, glue's what we had in mind. We're a big organization. There are over 130,000 of us working in 40 countries. But until now, we haven't had a central strategy for how we communicate. So it's no surprise we use a lot of competing technologies that don't talk to one another. There are other issues too. We use a lot of vendors. There are no service level agreements. Video conferencing uses ISDN. The list goes on. For a business like Telefonica, which thrives on the sharing of ideas, this isn't good enough. What we need is some glue. A consistent and simple way to collaborate wherever we are. Technology that doesn't just reduce travel time, it ultimately eradicates it. The capability to be a part of Telefonica world without having to physically plug in. In other words, we need unified communications. And that's exactly what we're getting. We're working with our partners to implement a unified communication strategy that will transform the way we collaborate. Here's how it'll work. All communication tools, from smartphones to laptops, will become endpoints. All of these endpoints will be able to connect any other endpoint, whatever platform it uses. For example, if you're in Spain on a smartphone, you can collaborate with someone in the UK on a desktop and someone else in Argentina on a tablet. Then you can link up with a meeting room full of other colleagues in Germany easily and seamlessly. In essence, we're talking what we already have and we're gluing it together with unified communications. It spells the end for technology and productivity islands. Collaboration will be supported not by where the technology is, but by where you are. We're talking about real-time communication that rehumanizes the way we interact and work with each other. So, how would this new, glued-together Telefonica feel? For a start, it'll feel unrestricted. Our ability to work from virtually anywhere at any time will free us up to be more creative and productive. It'll feel connected as we access new ways to share ideas in real time and keep our teams in sync. And as we grow, we'll never feel too big. It'll feel simple. We'll use tools that we're already familiar with, and we'll personalize the way we collaborate. And it'll feel flexible as our work-life balance becomes easier and more manageable. Don't just call your family when you're away, see them. The business as a whole will feel it too. We'll reduce travel costs, costs of audio conferencing, and telephony costs will be reduced, and the costs of property and moving people will be reduced. Unified communications is the glue that will make us a truly digital social organization where collaboration is easier than ever. It'll join us all together seamlessly and effortlessly, and not only make Telefonica an even better place to work, but also give us a great proposition that we can sell to our customers, which has already been recognized by leading industry analysts as one of the best in the world.
So what we did there is try to distill down what I just talked about and where we wanted to go with this into a short couple of minute video, which we published on our intranet and made available to teams to talk about what we're doing. Yes, there is a great big PowerPoint deck that sits behind this, talking about the why, the what, the how, the detail, case studies and things like that. But actually, that's what we're trying to do. And that is really the essence of what we've been trying to do within Telefonica with all of this. So there are a little bit about the background, about why we had to change, what we were looking to do when we changed. Now just a little bit about some of the challenges we faced as we started to do this. Firstly, from a user experience, as I said, Telefonica, just by the nature of the way Telefonica grew, we had a lot of conflicting tool sets within Telefonica. We have OCS, we have Link 2010, Link 2013, Adobe Connect, WebEx, GoToMeeting. The list goes on and on and on. And again, every group that's put their toolset in thinks that toolset is the best toolset because it's the one that they chose. Understandably so, I'd be the same. But actually, those conflicting toolsets give a really poor user experience for a couple of reasons. Firstly, they don't talk together very well. And actually, secondly, when you're a user, you don't want to have to sit there and look at the tool and say, I want to communicate with this person. Do I use this tool or this tool or this tool? You want to pick up a single tool. And if I want to communicate with Shauna from Microsoft, I want to find her name in the address book, press the button, and communicate with her. I don't want to have to decide, is it this tool set? Which way do I do it? Secondly, again, multiple operating systems. We're a large organization. We have people sitting on, I shouldn't say this, we have a fair few people still sitting on XP at the moment. We haven't got very long to sort that one out. People on Windows 7, Windows 8, 8.1. We have a number of Mac users. And again, different systems, different experiences. Obviously, if you're sitting right back on Windows XP, the browser version you've got will be will be fairly basic, maybe IE6, IE7. So a number of the tools within Link aren't supported necessarily using that. So there are a number of the, what we call visible elements which impact the customer, or sorry, the user experience in what we're trying to deliver. On the other side of the fence, we've got a number of sort of hidden barriers to the user experience. Firstly, firewalls. Telefonica love firewalls. I'll be absolutely clear about this. We put firewalls between clients and servers, and then servers and the internet, and maybe we'll just put all of that behind a firewall just to be sure as well. Great, we're hugely secure. But if I want to talk to one of my colleagues who sits at the other end of our campus in Madrid, that can be a real challenge, because we're firewalls everywhere. And actually, don't laugh, it's absolutely true. All laughing aside, we can put all the best tools that you like when you want to do this. If I can't actually collaborate and connect to the person I want to within the organization, again, that's a really, really poor user experience. And you can overcome that, as we've started to do, by pushing more stuff directly out to the internet using the web access portals and the web access tools. But then again, started to run into another set of bad experience there, that our buildings don't necessarily have the bandwidth that we require to support that level of traffic being pushed out to the internet. So we started to say, well, we'll overcome one problem, firewalls, by going this route, and then going that other route, we then run into another challenge around bandwidth within the organization. So these are all things we're slowly starting to overcome, but they are big challenges in trying to get that consistent user experience. And particularly when you look at firewalls, bandwidth, that kind of thing, typically most people have a better experience at home using these tools than they have in the office. You're sitting at home with a high-speed internet connection, maybe 20, 40, 60, 80 meg, and you can be the only person at home, and you've got totally unrestricted bandwidth. You're sitting in an office of 3,000 people, you're fighting against 3,000 people for your little bit of internet bandwidth to allow you to use a tool. So it's a challenge. You're not going to overcome it straight away, but when we get those challenges, it's about communication. It's about making people aware. It's about allowing people to plan. And actually what we found, if you started to tell people the experience might not be perfect because of this and that, people are typically very understanding. They'll take poor voice quality or slightly less good video quality over a Link call, as long as you make them aware about it. If you go out there and tell them Link's going to solve your problems, you can do voice and video and sharing, and then it's patchy and it takes a bit of time to render at times because of bandwidth issues, people get upset. If you actually tell them this could be a challenge up front, usually, as we found, they're very understanding. The other side of it is cultural. And this will be honest, this is the bit we weren't expecting. When I look back at it now and you think 130,000 people, 40 countries, 6 languages, cultural should have been right at the top of our thinking as we started to build a Link capability. But actually, we weren't. Whether that was a very Anglo-Saxon mentality or Spanish mentality, I don't actually know. But we really struggled at times with some of these cultural things. Regional, so just to give you a couple of examples. In Germany, we wanted to deploy Link, we saw the CIO, the CTO, CIO, signed it off, no problem, no brainer. Then the works councils got involved. And the works councils in Germany wouldn't allow us to deploy Link at first because they were worried that the presence information may be used by senior managers to monitor their staff's performance. It's taken a year of negotiation with the works councils in Germany to tell them that we don't log this data, it's not going to be used for that, explain the fact that you can be working and not logged into Link, therefore it's not a black mark against your name, but actually it's taken what's taken us about 6 weeks to actually deploy in Germany took a year to get to that stage because the works councils got involved. We'd never ever have expected that because we'd rolled out a number of countries before anyone raised any concerns about it. Countries have a preference. It's a very obvious one now. Whether it's the preference, the tool that they deployed when they were either part of a previous organization, when they were standalone OB, they have a preference. It's the tool they deployed, they think it's the best tool for them. And again, it's not about going out there and telling them that their tool is poor or anything like that. It is purely and simply about saying this is the tool, this is the standard, this is why we're going with that. And it's not only preferences starting to look at the tool sets, it's devices. So particularly iOS is massive in our Latin American operations. Trying to get them to move to Windows Mobile is a big challenge. They're massively into iOS. I think iPhones are seen as a status symbol in a lot of the OBs out there. So trying to move those guys to Windows Mobile has been a challenge. In Europe, most guys are fairly happy to get the mobile handset that they're given. There's some pushback. Some people still want an iPhone 5S because it's the latest phone, than a Nokia phone, because Nokia has some negative connotations maybe with what they've done in handsets recently. But big cultural preferences and differences across the geographies. Behaviours. This is a challenging one, and I'll give another example here. In Spain, they have this really big mentality. I need something. I'll send you an email, and then I'll phone you straight away to say, I've sent you an email. Can you reply? So you'd have sat there, and you'd have thought, Link IM is the perfect tool to get over that instant must-have-it-now need that the teams in Spain have. No. They find IM pop-up windows the most obtrusive thing that you can ever do. They would still rather send an email and then call you, because that's not remotely obtrusive or intrusive in your day, as opposed to send an IM and have a pop-up window appear. Again, big challenge. There is no answer on this one. It's all about education and awareness, and particularly in a country or an organization like Spain, which is fairly hierarchical, it's about getting the guys at the top to behave that way. And then what we find is those behaviors are just propagating down the organization. But again, you'd have never sat there and thought, with the cultural and the behavioral ways that they work in Spain, that IM and pop-up windows would actually be a challenge. And then the last piece, deployment. And before I was in this role, I've been a program manager, run major programs for Telefonica all over the world. What happens with this deployment of Link or any deployments you try to do? You come up against the previous deployment, which never quite lived up to people's expectations. Then what happens? You've got to work twice as hard to make this deployment successful. You may have ticked all the boxes, done all the prep work, but the last people who came in before you with Link 2007, Adobe Connect, whatever it was, came in telling everyone, this is going to save the world, you're going to do this, it's going to make your life easier, and it didn't. So when you come in and say the same thing, people go, but I heard that 3 years ago, and I still have to come into the office 5 days a week, and it's still hard to do this, and it's still hard to do that. So you really do start to come up against previous deployments. And again, you overcome that, as we did, for example, with the video that I just played, about taking that completely different approach. It's not about the technology, it's about the experience and the benefit and what's in it for people. So those are the challenges we overcome. So what have we done, and how we did it? Firstly, we built, as I just talked about, our enterprise-ready UC strategy. Link is at the core. We made that decision very early on last year after reviewing the different tool sets on the market and said Link is at the core. That's not saying there are not uses for other tools. So an example is Adobe Connect is used by our HR team for training because there are certain features within Adobe Connect which Link doesn't have at the moment. And we can't tell the HR team to take that out because they would actually take a step back from an experience perspective with our people if we did that. But Link is the core of what we do. We're trying to build that consolidated experience. What I mean about that is it's not a case of saying, if I want to talk to somebody internally, I work this way. If I want to speak to somebody externally, I work this way. It's about working the same way, regardless of whether you're working with people internally within the organization or externally to your organization. A flexible approach that says you can work for any web-connected device will give you the ability to sort of plug into these tool sets and work this way, whether it's a tablet, whether it's a laptop, whether it's a mobile phone. You choose how you want to work. The tool set that integrates seamlessly with what we have. Some of it were there, and one of the reasons for choosing Link was that it integrates seamlessly with the Office product and the Office suite and the way that we want to move as an organization. Cost reduction. Again, This is a tricky one, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have come over this before. When you talk about cost reduction, there's always an accountant who'll sit there and say, well, fine, show me the budget line where I can take that money you're going to save. And yes, UC does save money, and there are benefits, and we've run schemes in the UK as pilots where we tell people to work from home one day a week. Just to try and drive the usage of the tools and try and change the behaviours, that has benefits for the organisation. More of a qualitative benefit than a quantitative, because whether one person comes into the office each day or 3,000 people, the office is still there and it costs a certain amount of money to run every day. But at the same time, we've started to build something called Smart at Work, which is kind of like an experience first, a tools first approach to the way we want our people to behave. So that's saying, before you get on a plane and fly to Madrid, or before you get in your car and drive from the north of England to the south of England for a meeting, think about the technology and the services and the tool sets that are available to you first, and try and use those first. And we ran last year, Q4 last year, we ran this in the UK, and just in our IT, our technology division in the UK, we saved 250,000 miles of driving within the UK in 3 months. That's as far as it is from the Earth to the Moon. So a lot of travel. We saved thousands of nights away from home for our people. Again, not only a cost benefit for the organisation, and you can start to tackle it and say we'll reduce travel budgets and the like, but actually a really good personal experience for our people, less time away from home. Although that said, I know plenty of people who seem to enjoy spending 3 or 4 days a week away from home, so and not liking that. And actually, the last part of the strategy is leveraging the existing tool sets. So it would be great to be in a greenfield site, a greenfield situation that says we'll rip out what we've got and we'll build a utopian solution, but we just can't afford to do that. So all we have to do is build the UC stack on top of the existing tool sets that we have. So we need to integrate with Link. It may be great to go out and say we'll replace all our telepresence suites with Link Room system and the like, but actually these tools exist and they're going to continue to exist within an organisation for a long time. People know how to use them, they're familiar with them. When they need replacing, you can start to address that and build the challenges about how you do that. But at the moment, we need to leverage what we've got with the UC stack on top of it. So, as this is LinkConf, I couldn't possibly do a presentation about our Link experience without actually talking about where we are with Link at the moment. So, we're fairly big users of Link at the moment. We had 2,000 people live with Link 2013 on launch day last year. We got 30,000 people on Link by the end of last year. Our roadmap this year is all about velocity migration to get as many people onto Link 2013 as we can, as quickly as we can, and getting people living the dream. We're driving Link as our core UC toolset. As I've already talked about, all the messages now are being driven about Link first, use Link. It's the heart of our strategy and what we're doing. We're offering it multi-device and multi-platform. It's touched on this morning in the keynote, and I was particularly keen to see that the Android Link client is being improved, because actually what we found at the moment is you get a great experience of Link on Windows Mobile and iOS. On Android, it can be slightly patchy. So actually, that's a really good thing to take back from what we've heard today. We're looking at piloting Link as a replacement for managed conference services. I'll talk about that more actually in the next slide. Exploiting the capabilities of Link. There's some great plugins, some great functionality available in Link at the moment. Particularly, we're finding that one of the key ones for us is the Bing Translate function that allows me to sit there and type in English, translate automatically to Spanish, so my colleague in Spain gets the IM in Spanish and vice versa. And what we're doing is we're finding that is massively driving utilization cross borders now within our organization. So we're working hard with that. We've got all of our top managers, senior directors using this and driving this as a tool set again to get their teams to use it, their functions to use it. And it's huge within the organisation. And particularly when you've got 6 core languages, it's making a massive improvement, a massive benefit within Telefonica. And the last piece is we're starting to look more at hybrid model and hybrid running in 2014. We've got some challenges just because of the number of tenants we have with Link, getting everyone moved to 365 without breaking free busy or presence information or the ability to connect. But actually, we really want to start getting more into the cloud. Again, that's one of the areas where you can potentially put cost benefits from this into the business. So you're taking infrastructure and hardware and the associated support costs out of your business and putting them into the cloud. So, as I just said, just talk a little bit about our Link Managed Conference pilot. So we've been running a pilot in our UK business now for about 6 weeks. It's 6 weeks of about a 12 to 13 week pilot, looking at replacing our expensive dial-in managed conference service with a Link service. So in the first 6 weeks, 776 conferences, a lot of participants, a lot of minutes. Do we actually know whether these are the stats and the minutes and the figures we wanted to be? They're probably actually further ahead than where we expected they would be at the moment. But actually, from my perspective, it's this last two columns which are the most key and the most positive columns with the way the pilot's running for us in the UK at the moment. So we rolled this solution out to 50 users. As of last week, we had 200 people using the system. So what that's actually saying to us is the solution we put in place with the dial-in functionality into Link, not only is it what people want and people are starting to use it, the number of unofficial users is telling us that all of those people who are using the system as official pilot, if you want, officially on the pilot, are telling other people about the solution. And this message has grown organically threefold in our organization within 6 weeks. So that for us is the most positive statement on that whole slide and the way the pilot ran at the moment is, yes, we expected people to use it. Yes, we are saving money. When you look at the full business case for doing something like this, our business case for this is the ROI is weeks. It's weeks, not even months, to actually get an ROI on a pilot like this. But the key thing is the unofficial users is telling us we're doing the right thing at the moment within Telefónica, and the experience that people want is key. So, just a little bit about 365, because I've talked about where we're going and collaboration and tool sets. Last year, the beginning of April, it happened to be April Fool's Day, so I wasn't totally sure whether this was serious or not. Global CIO came to myself and a couple of my colleagues and said, we have a Directors Management Summit running the 1st and 2nd of July in Madrid. We've had this really good idea. We want all of these guys running an Office 365 with new hardware, laptops, mobiles, personalized experience, and would like this all ready for this event in 13 weeks' time. So we actually deployed Office 365 internally in 13 weeks to 1,500 users in 24 countries speaking those six languages. We moved them all to brand new Lenovo Helix Windows 8 laptops and Windows 8 mobile devices. So completely new hardware for all of these guys. And we did it with a personalized experience. So what I mean about that was, it wasn't a case of saying, when you get back to launching it at this conference and saying, when you get back to your OB, you will get your new device. No. The global CIO stood on stage in his keynote at this conference with his laptop, talked about this, talked about the dream, talked about the way we wanted the business to evolve and the business to behave, and then said, you know what? We've done something really bold. It's probably only 85% ready because we've done it in 12 weeks. If you wanted it perfect, it would take 12 months, and then you'd be saying, well, why is it Windows 8, not Windows 8.1 or Windows 9? So we were very clear up front with people about what we did, the fact it wasn't going to be absolutely 100%. But what then he did was said, when you leave this room in a minute, you're going to walk down the stairs at the back, and you saw behind you lots of country flags. Go and find your country flag, because what's going to be waiting for you there is your brand new laptop and your brand new mobile phone. Not only that, it is personalized for you. So when you switch it on in this event, it will connect to the Wi-Fi. Your email is pre-downloaded on your device for you. Your SharePoint, your Link, everything is set up on your laptop and your mobile for you. So you will walk out of this event tomorrow working with your new way and the new way we want you to behave within the organization. I have to say, I never ever want to do that again. That was the maddest 13 weeks of my life. And as I said, it was launched on April Fool's Day, so I wasn't totally sure whether it was true or real. I had to wake up on April the 2nd, check my emails and go, yeah, it is happening. It wasn't just a bad dream or anything like that. But the other part of this, and a really, really key about the experience, was we set people's expectations. It's not perfect. It will be a little bit lumpy because we've had 12 weeks to do it. But again, because we set people's expectations, they were good about it. They understood it and they accepted it. But we also worked with our partners to bring it to life. So we built a great big expo area in the conference where we had Microsoft, Nokia, Plantronics, Intel, Yammer, probably about a dozen partners there. And we built this into three zones: work, home, mobile. And we told the story about how these devices will work, how we want you to use these devices, how we want you to start to behave differently, how your experience will feel and it will change. But it wasn't global IT, it wasn't the function I work for running this expo. It was the partners telling people about it and actually bringing this to life. So not only had we talked about the vision, we launched the vision, we then had the people who know about this, telling our senior management about the vision. The funniest thing, we did all of this, we built all of this, and in one corner was a very small demo integrating Link and telepresence. So for everything we had done, the one part of that that got the most attention was the Link to telepresence demonstration. And Jose Maria Pietti, who's the CEO of Telefonica, saw this, thought it was the best thing he's ever seen, told me to go down, sit down, have some dinner. I've worked very hard. And he, as a CEO of Telefonica, sat there and manned this demonstration by himself for an hour. And he was going and pulling other board members out of their dinners and saying, you've got to come and see this. This is going to start revolutionizing the way we work. So again, we'd listened to what our people wanted. We demonstrated it, and our people really appreciated it. As I've talked about, we used our partners, and that is absolutely key. So we used Plantronics, and we found the Plantronics devices, both the Voyager headsets, the Callisto speakers, have really started to help us in getting utilization of Link, because people have started to realize they're not necessarily tied now with Link to having to be on their, attached to their, physically to their desktop or their laptop. You can use the Voyager headset from Plantronics, as works with your mobile phone, and Link on your mobile phone, and Link on your PC, and it started to liberate and change the way people behave. And some of the functionality that actually was talked about this morning in the keynote, about potentially Link calling you back if it drops your Link line, that's really going to start taking this to the next level for us. Again, who's better positioned to talk about the way a Nokia product works or a Microsoft product works than a Microsoft person or a Nokia person? So we've had these guys on. And because of that, it hasn't felt like it's the IT function pushing this, because we don't want this to be seen as a technology thing. We've partnered with HR as an internal partner to make this part of a people program about changing our behaviors, changing the way Telefonica will behave and as an organization. And because of that, we've not just used external partners like Plantronics or Microsoft and Nokia. We've used internal partners to drive this as well, because that's the way we've got this global reach and this global deployment. So as I talked about, for us, experience is everything in what we're trying to do. It's not just about throwing the tech out. So as we did this, we came up with three really core, if you want, building blocks as part of our principles and what we did. The first one: if we can't show someone how to use a tool in less than 60 seconds, it's too complicated. And that's not saying we can teach you how to use all of Link in 60 seconds, because that would just be crazy. What we're saying is there are certain parts of each of these tool sets that we should be able to explain to you in 60 seconds. So we've used a tool called Camtasia, and we've shot hundreds of videos of how to do little things with Exchange, with Link, with Office, with Word. And we published them on a tips and tricks website. So I'll pick an example: adding a second time zone into Outlook. That's one of the videos on there. Everyone loves that because we're a multinational company. They've seen that and they can all go in, play the video, it lasts 35 seconds, and how it teaches them how to add a second time zone into Outlook without being a techie video. It doesn't look like a technical video. It's a video that we've produced. The Global HR and training function manage this site and are pushing these messages out. So again, it doesn't feel like it's global IT pushing. Again, if we can't explain the benefits of the tools without using the tools, most definitely we're using the wrong tools. Unless the tool really adds value, we've just not looked at putting it in. The last piece, if we can't tell the story without mentioning the technology, it's the wrong story. What I've been saying is, it's not about the technology as far as the user's concerned, it's about the experience. You may refer to a product and say the product's Link, but you don't talk about the technology. A user doesn't really care or shouldn't care whether they're sitting on-premise or off-premise for Link or anything like that. What they care about is when I fire up the toolset works. And everything that we do, we go back and we check these three statements on everything we rolled it out. And actually to the point where 50% of the metric where I'm bonused on every year is around experience. It's not about delivery, it is purely about saying, is the experience we're delivering to our people the experience we actually want? So just very quickly, where are we going with this? Link telepresence integration is the number one thing on our list within Telefonica. This year, we're working with Cisco and Microsoft at the moment to get that in place. And I think in Q2 this year, we'll be running this for about 50% of the organization. Probably by Q3, we'll have that rolled out to everyone. Talked about managed conference replacement. We're running a pilot in the UK business this year. That's gone far better than we expected. We'll be rolling that out globally. Exploiting capability, things like the multilingual capabilities of Link, and connected workspaces, about saying, we've got you these tools, this principle of any web-connected device becomes an endpoint. It doesn't matter whether you're working from home, an airport, or the office, they're all connected workspaces. So, coming on towards the end of the presentation, I'm sure you'll be glad to hear. This is all about experience. So what does this actually feel like for our people as we move forward? Our goal when we did this was we want people to feel like they work in a digital social organisation where it's easier to collaborate than ever before. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue. I might have to work on that statement. But that's the sentiment behind the way we want people to work. We want this personalised experience that allows you to choose where and how you work using the tool sets that either we've provided you or that you may have chosen to use as part of BYOD or personal mobile devices. It's your choice. We've added people value. So this idea of saying, use the technology and the tools and the services we provide you before necessarily jumping on a plane and spending 2 days away from home, or the ability that Link gives you to start a call on your laptop or your desktop and then transfer it to your mobile phone, put your headset in, drive home, still part of a Link call on your mobile client, and actually be home before your kids go to bed, or be able to integrate, collaborate and work from home using Link, gives an added people value that wasn't necessarily there before when people were tied to working from home, tied to working to the office. This connected experience, this is a double-edged sword. Lots of people don't like this because they feel like they can never switch off because you're always connected and always available. On the flip side, again, gives great people value when you say to people, you know what, you want to wait, you've got a package or delivery coming tomorrow, you don't have to take half a day off, wait at home for the package to come. Just work from home. You've got an internet connection, you can connect from home, you can work from where you need to work. And again, a lot of it comes down into trust within an organisation about saying that you trust people to do what they've got to do. There are certain functions, a customer service function, for example, or a retail function. You can't actually say to a customer service person, a retail person, you know what, work from home today, it doesn't really matter. They are kind of required to come into certain parts of the business to do that. But there's also a large part of the organisation who aren't necessarily required to come into the office every day. And the last piece, the ability to work from anywhere, which is just really pulling those last three things together. And the more we do this, the more demand we're seeing from people to do this. My colleague spoke last year at LinkConf in San Diego, and one of the things he talked about was when they were the build-up to the Olympics in the UK, because our office is quite close to one of the big Olympic venues, we actually closed the office for one whole day and said to everyone, go and work somewhere else. Because for two things, one, we had to prove we could, because when the Olympics were on, you were never, ever going to be able to get anywhere near our office. It was just crazy. But what we found was people starting to go, this is great. I'm there when my kids get up and go to school. I work all day long. The kids come home, I have dinner with them. I put them to bed. Then I may do an hour of work. My day's actually shorter than it was before, and I've got to spend time with my kids. And that forced thing we did in that one really started to drive people's behaviours and the way people worked. So what we've learned, I've talked about a lot of these. I think from our perspective, communicate is key. Going back to the old sort of Simon Sinek talk he gave in TED, people buy why you do things, not what you do. And actually talk to people about why you're doing it, what's the benefit for them, what's the value for them. What we don't talk about very much in this is going to save you a fortune, or save the company a fortune. Because the moment you start a message with that, it gets people's backs up. They start to get a little bit, they're resistant towards this. Be honest. If the experience isn't going to be perfect, tell people. What we found, mainly through sort of learning it the hard way, is that if you set people's expectations, you're honest with them up front about the experience may not be perfect, but this is the way it's going to be, they're far more receptive to it if it's not perfect. If you sell the solution as the be-all and the end-all, and then the experience is poor, you go back to that challenge we had when we tried to do deployments in countries where the previous deployment wasn't good enough, so you have to work twice as hard next time to get people on board. Federate, again, absolutely key. I would be, if I'm honest, telephonic or a bit of a tart when we come to Federation. We'll federate with anyone. Just come knocking on our door. We'll federate with anyone. Just ask. We don't really care. But on a serious note, it really helps, because I get IM messages from guys at Polycom, Plantronics, Microsoft, all throughout the day. We work with our partners. It's driving our partners to behave and collaborate with us the way that we want to collaborate, massively. And particularly when with the global organization, you work with third parties and the like, the ability to federate and fire up connections to third parties very, very quickly gives you that massive speed of deployment. And probably if I had to pick two off there, which are key to us, first one for me is stay native. And that's what I mean by that is we took a decision quite early on within Telefonica that we were going to stay native with what we were doing with this, in that we weren't deploying plugins. So Cookie Link, not that it's not a good product, or the Polycom solution, the integrative link and Exchange, all great solutions. But when you're an organization like Telefonica with 150,000 people, have you any idea how much it costs to deploy 150,000 plugins and maintain them? You're running a £3-5 million program potentially deploying plugins before you've actually started to deploy the tool set you're trying to deploy to the business. And as solutions start to become more evergreen, I'm not totally convinced yet that third parties are going to keep up with the evergreen nature of particularly moving to Office 365. So we stay native. And by staying native, you can start to standardize on that single experience. An example is Polycom. They have a great solution that integrates with Exchange and Link, but you have the big red Polycom button and you still have the big blue Link button in your Exchange client. And what happens then is somebody has to make the conscious decision. I'm communicating this way, do I do it this way or this way? What you want is that single, unified, consistent way of working, that the user works one way and in the background, the technology does the rest. It doesn't matter if it's like the Wizard of Oz, there's hundreds of people behind a curtain putting levers and doing this. That doesn't matter. From a user experience perspective, they want a single, consistent way of working. And the biggest message, which is the biggest one across the front, we find UC is just much more than voice and video. Speak to lots of people about this and they go, oh, it's just voice and video. You're moving that phone on my desk to my PC. Yes, we are, but we're giving you far more. Video is key. It was talked on in the keynote this morning, but we found calls that used to take an hour as a voice call as a team. You do it over video, you're doing it 30 minutes. Because what's happening is you have to look at the other person in the eye, you have to engage them, you have to be part of it. You're not walking, in my case, walking out of my house, making a cup of coffee, pretending to do this, checking other emails with one ear on the meeting. We're finding meetings take half the time when you push into voice than they did on video. So, I'll just pause that a second. So that's the vision, that's where we are. So, how does this feel to our people? This is what we want it to feel like for all of our people. So that was the video that Phil Jordan, our global CIO, used at the Management Summit in Madrid in July to actually launch that vision. As of today, we have about 3,500 people fully kitted out, working that way within Telefónica. That's growing, and again, one of our big targets this year is velocity migration. That's not a dream. That is the reality within Telefónica at the moment. That is the experience that we're trying to drive our people to live and behave. So, in summary, I think you've probably got this from me because I've mentioned it just once or twice in the presentation. For us within Telefónica, it is all about the experience. Anyone can throw the technology out there, but actually the key is trying to do it in such a way that engages your people to want to use it more as a pull rather than a push with what you're doing. The second one is use your partners. They know the products and services far better than you ever do. And actually by doing that, internal partners as HR, part of a people program, or external partners, Nokia, Plantronics, Lenovo, whoever it is, they know their tools better than you ever will. It doesn't feel like it's global IT. And the last one, the speed of evolution with this is phenomenal. As I said at the start, So up until last week, I was head of UC. I'm head of enterprise mobility now. This is growing. UC is one part of a wider thing that starts to say, how do you take all of this experience and look at it holistically, including devices, training, communication, security, that whole end-to-end life cycle, if you want, with an experience. And what you saw in almost the last frame of the video there is the way to do this, the way we structure ourselves as an end-user technology functioning Telefónica is we've aligned ourselves to those four big mega trends within the industry at the moment. So I'm one of four heads within Telefónica, and we each look after one of those mega trends and actually drive this through at a global strategic level for the whole business. And you'll be glad to hear that is me done. So any questions? We had 30,000 in 2013, yes.
So what was that? Was that enterprise voice, peer-to-peer? Was it IM presence only? Or what was that?
Everything but enterprise voice. We're still working. Enterprise voice, because of the nature of us being Telefónica and having mobile phones and effectively it being wooden dollars to use mobile phones, enterprise voice is not necessarily as easy to sell within Telefónica to do as it is in some organizations, but it was basically everything but enterprise voice. No one else? Well, I can say thank you very much. I hope you've got something out of there. And if anyone's got any other questions, just come and ask me at the end of this. Thank you very much.